Season 3, Episode 10, The Backboard Jungle. That's because we have some additional things to say about Season 3, Episode 10. But Kyle is not here. I am here, Kirk, but also with me is fan favorite, Papa Asher.
Hello, everybody.
And I wanted to bring him onto the show to talk about a very important issue from The Backboard Jungle that me and Kyle discussed quite a bit in that episode, which is Sipowicz racist? We both kind of basically came to the understanding that he is racist in that episode. I left it with a...
Did you think he was just racist in that episode?
No, I think he, up until that point, he has been racist.
Okay.
He has been challenged by his peers in this episode, which is going to lead to him growing to be a better person who is no longer racist. But this episode showed us that he is indeed a wee bit racist.
Okay. Can you give me some examples of that, please?
Okay. I cannot cite exact episodes.
No. This episode. Let's keep it this episode.
In this episode, he, while arguing with a black gentleman who was keeping information from them and giving them the runaround because of his views on the police, he used the N-word back at him after the gentleman used the N-word to describe himself. Sipowicz then used it back at him to describe how he feels the gentleman is acting. Then in an elevator with that same gentleman, he looked him in the eye and said, "I guess you and your friends decided to act their color." And then, later in the episode, while talking to Fancy, Sipowicz says to Fancy directly to his face, "Look, I've said the word and thought it plenty, but I've never said it on the job." And those would tell me that he is a bit racist. He also uses the hand motion that he talks about with Vince, that then Sylvia, his wife at this point now, said, "You will not show that to our son," because they're about to have a son.
Okay.
Now, this is the part where I'd ask you, do you feel that Sipowicz is racist? In this episode, as we see him now in the story of NYPD Blue.
I think that in this episode, not all four of your examples, but a couple of your examples, he exhibits behavior that could be interpreted as being racist. But I do not believe he is a racist person.
Okay. Why would you say he's not a racist person? Exactly.
Well, my biggest factor that would lead me to believe that he's not willingly racist or knowingly racist.
By the way, Max is here too.
Is the in episodes other than this episode, you've seen him. In fact, in this episode, the very beginning of the show, it opens up. There's a bunch of black folks that have been shot, and he's upset because the people who could tell him what went on, what they saw, won't say anything. If he was prejudiced, he wouldn't give two hoots about a black person that got shot. That would be the very definition of racism, not caring at all. Hating beyond reasonable belief or whatever. So he is not a racist in that he hates the African-American percentage of the population, but he does in fact say a couple things that could be interpreted that he's a racist.
All right.
Your first thing about using the N-word towards Nuggy or whatever his name is?
His name's Quasi.
Quasi.
Brother Quasi.
Quasi says it to him first.
Yes.
Right? So if Quasi, I'm pretty much of the opinion that if Quasi would have said, what did Quasi say, by the way?
He said, "I am the one N-word in 1,000 that knows you can't mess with."
So if he would have said,
"Oh, I'm the one N-word in a thousand, you know you can't mess with," something like that.
"I'm the one MF-er in a thousand you can't mess with."
Mm-hmm.
I believe that Sipowicz would have said whatever he said, use an MF-er, not N. He just used what was thrown at him back at the guy. There was no intention, no hate for the whole community that would identify racism in that statement.
Okay. But he shouldn't have used the word.
Absolutely. In our society today, we have all, pretty much all, mutually agreed that using the N-word is not something you should do.
Okay.
That's today.
Uh-huh.
That's taking place during the 80s of a guy
90s.
Who was, 90s of a guy who was probably born in the 40s, has lived a different lifestyle. But I'm not excusing it. I am just saying that the simple use of the word does not automatically mean that you are a racist. After all, there's plenty of comedians, plenty of other people who use the N-word that we don't automatically go, "That guy's a racist."
Okay. And I think I said in the episode with Kyle that his use of the N-word was reflective. While he shouldn't have used it, I don't really make excuses for him using it because he should have never used it. I understand why he used it as Sipowicz, because Sipowicz is a dude that when guys pop off at him, he pops back and he says whatever.
Right, which whatever. I'm saying, he just used what was used against him.
And he shouldn't have used it, but that's what Sipowicz does.
Yes.
Now, the part that I said on that episode that shocked me was when he looked him directly in the eye and said, "I think you're just acting your color," which was like unreal to me.
Very much a wrong thing to say. Okay, but is that statement racist?
Yeah.
It is. Okay, so let me read you something.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let me read you something.
Okay.
"An irrational attitude of hostility directed against an individual, a group, a race, or their supposed characteristics." What do you think that's the definition of?
That's one definition of racism.
It's not. That's the definition of prejudice.
Okay.
So is Sipowicz prejudice? Absolutely. Is he a racist? I don't know. I can read you the racist definition, and it doesn't lead to that. It doesn't lead to that being a yes answer.
But
go ahead. I'm all ears.
No, I'm saying, what is the fucking difference really in saying, "Oh, he's just prejudiced, he's not racist"? He's still very wrong. He still has a quality about his character that's...
It's wrong, but I think it's worse to be racist
than prejudice.
Than it is to be prejudiced.
I almost feel like they're interchangeable.
No two words in the English dictionary mean the same thing. There's some slight difference between every word in the dictionary.
I'm waiting for your definition on racism.
Okay, racist. "A belief that race is the primary determinant of human traits and capacities, and that racial differences produce an inherent superiority of a particular race." He's not saying, "Hey, I'm white, I'm superior to you."
He's saying, because
he's
you're
not
black,
saying, "I'm white, and therefore I'm superior." That's not the stand he's making.
But he's making the statement, "You're black, so you're violent, so he's just prejudiced," is what you're saying?
He's just prejudiced. Not just. I mean, prejudice is a terrible thing to be.
So, you're okay with the statement. Sipowicz, as of Season 3, Episode 10 of Blackboard, what you're saying is,
"An irrational attitude of hostility." Could we say it was a rational attitude of hostility?
Yeah.
Yeah. "Directed against an individual." Yeah. "Or their supposed characteristic." Supposed characteristics. Supposed characteristic of you drive by and do drive-by shootings. Supposed characteristics. Irrational attitude of hostility. It seems to fit 100%.
Okay, but the... believe the definition of racism you said earlier, that was an irrational
racism. Right, the key difference between, in my mind, between prejudice and racism is that racism is the belief that somehow your race is superior. He's not saying my race is superior. He doesn't say that. He doesn't infer that. Nothing.
He's saying that because you're black, you're inherently violent.
Right. A rational attitude of hostility directed against somebody for their supposed characteristics.
So what you're saying is, through semantics.
Not semantics, definitions.
Through semantics.
These are definitions out of Merriam-Webster Dictionary, my friend.
Okay, look up the word semantics. Through semantics.
Nope.
You are willing to accept the phrase, as of Season 3, Episode 10, The Backboard Jungle of NYPD Blue, Sipowicz is prejudice, but not racist.
Yes.
You're willing to accept that.
Yes.
But the very idea of us saying Sipowicz is racist is unacceptable.
It's not unacceptable. It's not correct. Have you seen any episode, this episode or any other episode, where he holds the white race above any other races? He doesn't. He takes his fair share of shots at all of them. He's prejudiced across the board. When he runs into that Indian woman and says, you know, the terrible things about her and her beliefs, that's not racism, that's prejudice. He's not saying the Anglo-Saxon Christianity is superior to Hinduism. He's not saying that. But he's just making fun, not just, but he's making fun, irrational hostility towards someone's supposed characteristics. It fits 100%.
I think what you have done with this is you have won a semantics argument that is not really the point of the question.
No, it's exactly answering the question. Racism is one thing and prejudice is another. Can you be prejudiced without being racist? That's a question for you. Do you believe someone can be prejudiced without racist?
Well, no, because if their prejudice is based on race, then that's racist.
But see, the key point that you're missing is that racism involves believing that your race is superior.
But wouldn't
that, he's not saying my race is superior. He knows there's a lot of white scumbags out there too.
Wouldn't you say that there is an implication by attacking the perceived shortcomings of other races? Isn't there a direct implication that my race doesn't have those shortcomings, which would then therefore make it superior to yours? When he says, I guess you guys decided to act your color.
Now keep in mind, that's in the definition is the word irrational.
So
it's not a well thought out belief, it's an irrational belief.
But the point still stands that it is bringing one race down. So wouldn't that imply that it's less than yours?
No. He's not bringing one race down in order to elevate his race. He's clearly not doing that. He's just pointing out something that he believes fits for the board of African Americans. But he's not saying, you guys do that. Us, you know, white folks, we don't do that, so we're better. He's not doing that.
Do you think that a black person who is being arrested for assaulting a police officer because he threw his hands up when the cops put his hands on him, and now he's in an elevator, the cop comes around and says, I think you decided to act your color. Do you think his thought process is, wow, that's really prejudice of this guy to give me such a negative characteristic, but I'm sure he doesn't believe his race is superior than mine?
No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that guy would have that thought at all. But it doesn't make it right. Racism has a definition. Prejudice has a definition. Saying, none of you African Americans can vote because you're not smart enough to vote in our country, that's racism. Because only we know how to vote. You don't know how to do that. You're lifting up the white race as compared to the African American race. That's racism.
Mm-hmm.
an irrational fear of something or misunderstanding of something that goes with a culture is prejudice, not racist. Slavery is racist.
I don't completely agree with you.
That's fine.
I don't, because in my opinion, if you think we're all on equal footing, and then you say to one group, I guess you decided to act your color, which is in a way a negative trait. You then present them lower than that, so the implication is your race is higher on some type of spectrum, in this case, in terms of violence. So you don't need to say, I'm superior.
That's a big leap.
But you're saying you are inferior in terms of...
That's a big leap. He's not saying that. He doesn't infer that. He doesn't say it. Nothing.
To a black gentleman who gets that told to straight to his face, that's what he thinks.
I can't help what somebody thinks. I can just... The debate is about his behavior.
And as far as you see it, his behavior isn't racist, it's prejudice.
His behavior is prejudice that can easily be misinterpreted as racist.
Mm-hmm.
And that misinterpretation is just as important as his action. In other words, if somebody believes they're being treated with racism, that's very, very important. Mm-hmm. It's not enough to say, no, I'm just prejudiced. That's not what I'm saying at all.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a feeling of racism, there's an issue.
So
just like we just spoke about, there are people that use the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
Right? African-American community has stood up and said, we're not having that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because to them, it was racist.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the feeling that they took from it is what became the overarching decision in, hey, you know what? No, we're not doing that then. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. So you're saying that no matter how you view what he did, it's still wrong.
Yes.
But you are upset with the word usage. Not upset. You are not accepting of the word usage Sipwiz is racist.
Yes.
You will only accept Sipwiz is prejudiced.
I will readily accept the fact that he's prejudiced.
And, so you'll accept that he's prejudiced, and his actions are wrong.
Yes.
So what did we really gain by... What did we really gain by accepting that that's the argument?
I guess the first thing we gained was educating you as to what the term racist means.
Oh, okay. It was my educational benefit.
Yes.
Okay.
I can read the definition again if you like, but he's not holding up the white race to be superior to them. He's not doing that. That piece is missing.
He's just saying, I believe characteristics about your race that are
bad.
Irrational.
Yes.
And dangerous.
Yes.
Because it's dangerous to say, oh, they're all violent, because then people will say, like, oh, they're inferior.
Yes.
But he doesn't believe they're inferior, that they're just violent.
Yes.
Okay. I feel like you're pulling hairs to, quote-unquote, win this argument. Because...
I just went to the dictionary.
I just went to the dictionary, is what I did.
And said, okay, the question is... question you presented is he racist? So I said, okay, let me go to the dictionary and see what the definition of racist is.
Okay.
And he doesn't fill that definition of racist. But in the definition, it also said, somewhere along the line that led me to look up prejudice. And then there it was right there. A rational fear of somebody that's different, man.
And you would agree that... You would agree that being prejudiced is wrong.
Yes.
So you would agree then also with his partner and his wife, who then say, I don't agree with the thoughts and the words that you used.
Yes.
And you think the uneducated, the unlearned, would say, Sipwiz is racist, instead of Sipowicz is prejudiced. Because they're unaware of this definition situation.
I don't know that I heard anybody say he was racist.
In the episode?
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure...
I don't think I heard anybody say he was racist.
We can go to the game tape, but I'm pretty sure that Fancy goes, I'm not going to fire you because you're racist.
And maybe that's Fancy's belief.
Because even in the episode, me and Kyle talked about how Fancy wants to keep Sipowicz because he does his job well and he can still manage him while he's being racist, as we said.
But look at all the shows. Do you see anywhere in any of the shows where he blatantly or even subliminally holds the white race higher than everybody else? If there's a white guy that commits a crime, he's on him just like he's on anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Okay. As these episodes go forward, because as it might shock people to believe, you actually listen to them. As these NYPD blue balls go forward, you aren't going to be upset if me and Kyle say he's prejudiced. But you will be annoyed if we call him racist.
I won't be annoyed. I will just have the understanding that you're using a word
that's incorrect.
That doesn't happen to follow, to its purest form, to its nth degree, the definition of what's going on. The behavior is not acceptable.
Yeah.
Okay? That we can both agree on. The behavior is not acceptable.
And the thoughts behind them are not acceptable.
The thoughts behind them are not acceptable.
Uh-huh.
The question is it racist? And the piece that's missing is this higher elevation of the white race over everything else. I don't see that.
Now, would you agree that those statements that were made, if they would so offend people of other races,
mm-hmm.
and make them feel inferior, it doesn't then become racist because of its reaction? Let me agree with you that what he did was just prejudice. And by just, I mean it was prejudice, but not racist. Not just implying that it's better or worse. What he said was prejudice. In the act of doing those things, and in reaction to it, somebody feels inferior. Do those things then become racist because of the reaction? Or no? Because it's one thing, because we can say Sipowicz's intent is never to assert his dominance by race over somebody.
Okay.
Maybe his moral authority as a police officer and his drive to do the right thing is what he speaks to is, hey, I'm not better than you because I'm white. I'm better than you because I'm going to get the bad guy and you're a bad guy.
I agree with that.
If he then says the N-word as a reflection of, no, 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 you're not the blank, 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 you're the blank, blank, blank. And that guy then feels like, oh, wow, this dude just asserted his white superiority over me. His believed white superiority on me. Is then what he said racist because of the gentleman's reaction to it, or no?
Not by definition. The definition doesn't include anything that says if you say something and the reaction to it is this, then that's racism.
And you would then also say that if a group of people have determined... But you said earlier that the use of the N-word, we've determined that it's not acceptable.
It's not acceptable.
If, as a group of people, we've determined that its use is racist, is it not racist then because of the definition? Because definitions, as you would agree, definition is the collective agreed to understanding.
I believe
of words.
That there's a way that some folks have used, a lot of folks, majority of folks, have used the N-word as a way to reflect the entire race and put it down.
Mm-hmm.
That's racist.
Okay.
In the example of, that you used in the elevator, he's not trying to put down a whole race.
Mm-hmm.
He's dealing with one dude. And that dude threw the N-word out at him first. So I with that one, I think we're, you know, I think we're in pretty much agreement in that. If the guy had used a different term, he probably would have used a different term. We wouldn't even be talking about it.
Fair.
In the heat of the argument, that came out. Was it right? No. Was it racist? I don't believe so.
Okay.
Okay. The prejudice is, with the second statement, I believe that's what, it, that's a prejudicial thing to say. I you know, that's why I went to the definition, to see exactly what we were talking about. And again, not right, not okay, not a way to live, not a way to present yourself. Everything about it is wrong.
Mm-hmm, but it's not racist.
But is it racist? Not by definition.
All right. It's fair. I think people will say racist just in shorthand because they're not considering the dictionary definitions.
I agree with that.
I will also say that as two white males, the empathy and consideration of what he said as it means to the African-American community is probably way different. As I understand Sipowicz's character, I understand your definitions and your acceptance of what occurred of racism versus prejudice. And I will, I'm sure we'll all continue to watch NYPD Blue because it's awesome. But it's also important that this episode kind of highlighted how people he respects don't appreciate those views and words and thoughts. We're now at the foundation of him being a better person in terms of the way he thinks about and talks about other races. Because it took him a while to get his drinking in order. We see him turn around his talking to an opinion of women. Because the woman that he grabbed his junk and said, "Ipsa this, you prissy little bitch," is the woman he ends up marrying. And he treats her very well. His partner relationship with Simone, he was immediately suspect of him because he thought he had a cush job. But then after he talks to him and sees him working, and when he gains respect for people that do the job right, his opinions have changed. And he realizes people he respects don't appreciate those thoughts and feelings. So now he'll change those things. And we are in a very minor debate over the word usage to describe a very negative aspect of his personality that he is eventually going to hopefully grow out of.
Well, I think you are right with most of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have as much confidence in that what's happened in this episode is going to make him change.
I think it does a little bit.
It's really hard to get you know, somebody in their 50s at least, maybe in 60s, to change the way they think.
Well, yeah, but it also helps when you have somebody like Sylvia, who basically says, "You're never going to teach our son that." And he then has to accept that the way he raises his son is going to be different because of this woman who he loves and respects. And he has to change the way he thinks at work because of his partner, which is basically his whole life.
Let me ask you this. Do you think Sipowicz hates black people?
No. Because Sipowicz, I never thought that he did.
So one of the minor definitions of racism is hatred based on race.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that he hates them.
He doesn't.
I wouldn't say that he hates them mostly because of Fancy. And there were moments with Fancy where he looks out for Fancy and works, like, goes out of his way for Fancy because he likes him as a boss. which has to challenge would have to challenge that hatred and bias.
Yes.
Which is what makes the conversation he has with Fancy so important at the end of the episode. Because it's how you reconcile this idea that you don't like black people or that you believe they're inherently one way or another, and you deal with a boss who is does an exceptional job and looks out for your ass and you look out for his.
So it's not... He doesn't have a hatred based on race. He has a hatred based on character. If you're a low-life character, he don't like you. Whether you're African-American, white, Asian, whatever.
Yeah.
If you lack character, he's after you.
Yeah. He also... We've seen a little bit of it. We've seen him have a real hatred for dudes who don't accept responsibility for their actions. People that...
character.
Yeah, like, it's just... It's like I said earlier with Kyle, it's hard to reconcile, because it's like finding out that, well, I mean, even though that's kind of a hint to Batman 66. It's like finding out one of your favorite superheroes is also prejudiced. Sipowicz is one of the coolest written cop characters of all time.
All time.
But he's also prejudiced.
He's a highly flawed individual.
Like, it's unreal how insane that elevator scene is, especially when you only exist in a world where... No, Sipowicz is a good dude. Sipowicz is on the right side, but then he does shit like that, and you're like, oh, what do we do? He's not racist, he's prejudiced, according to Papa Asher. Not racist, prejudiced.
With... Sometimes that prejudice can easily be misinterpreted as racism.
Mm-hmm. And you're comfortable with that as your thesis about Sipowicz. The man is prejudiced, not racist.
Highly prejudiced. I don't think he's highly racist because like I said before, he doesn't hold anybody down to the benefit of his own race. He's an equal opportunity prejudiced guy.
All right. Because, I mean, to speak to that point, there's an episode with a Colombian guy who had a restaurant, and a person was shot in it, and turned out to be just a crazy person who came in and shot this person. And he played it with the idea that... They played it with the idea that, oh, he must be involved in drugs. He's Colombian, it must be drug-related. And then when he finds out that it wasn't drug-related... The guy came by and he's like, oh yeah, I gotta go pick up 20 kilos. And Sipowicz is like, look, we just gotta look at all our answers. He's like, yeah, because I'm Colombian, it had to be with drugs. And he's like, what? Like, because then the guy started joking with him. And he's like, watch it. But it was, hey, that's what I have to go with first.
That's prejudice, based on a stereotype.
Okay. He's prejudiced, he's not racist. According to you. And
according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary.
According to Merriam-Webster's dictionary. All right. Fine. Every episode of NYPD Blue Balls is located on iTunes, Stitcher, AsherBrothersPodcast.com, Mixed Bag of Hats. Twitter is at AsherBrosPod, Instagram AsherBrothersPodcast. The episodes are coming out every other Tuesday. Episodes of the Asher Brothers Podcast, they come out when they come out, and there's tons of them to listen to. Do you have anything you want to say before we end?
Go Zags.
Go Zags. That's, of course, Gonzaga, the Jesuit school in Oregon that my dad has has a fancy for. Who, they must be top 10 now, right? Because they just beat St. Mary's?
Well, they haven't come out yet, but they will be.
So, go Zags, Bulldogs. And the Patriots lost. So,
always a good thing.
Everything's coming up great.
Later, everybody.
Thank you for listening to NYPD Blue Balls. Make sure to head over to iTunes and Stitcher. Leave a rating and review. I'll make sure to read them and make little to no changes to the show whatsoever.
If you have an itch for more NYPD Blue goodness, the bad news is it's not on Hulu yet. As of right now, editing time, it is not on Hulu, but you can always check out Gene Kendall's book, An Unofficial Guide to NYPD Blue. It's on Amazon for 99 cents. You can pick it up, give it a little read into that gentleman's analysis of the show. Thank you. Be good to yourselves. Be good to each other. Have a good one.